Why did the Chinese intervene? We don't really know the whole story because the Chinese don't release their archives in the way some countries do, not until much, much later then. But we do know some of the factors. One was the question of the relationship between China and the United States, the fact that the Chinese had faced American intervention in the Chinese Civil War, though in fairness, Mao had not wanted to fight the Americans. He didn't want to be in any sort of conflict with the Americans. In fact, during the 1940s, they tried to reach out to the Americans. And there was, in fact, a time when an American mission stayed at Yan'an, where Mao ended up after the Long March of the 1930s, during the war, the Dixie mission. But the way American politics developed after 1945 meant that China was seen, or the Chinese communists were seen, as part of the enemy communism, and the support had all gone to Chiang Kai-shek, the Chinese nationalists. So there was, we know that the Chinese were worried about American intentions in East Asia. After 1945, they were established in Japan. And they were established on the Korean Peninsula between 1945 and 48. There was always a concern that the Chinese Civil War hadn't completely ended. Chiang Kai-shek was on Taiwan, and the Chinese nationalists under him were vowing to retake the mainland. And there were lots of people in the United States who supported that position. So that was one major factor, that the Chinese were concerned at what the Americans would do. The Americans at first seemed to indicate that Korea was not part of their security concern. So that was a relief to some extent. In 1949-50, on the eve of the Korean War, the Chinese communists had just come to power. The People's Republic of China was proclaimed on in October 1949. And what they needed was not another conflict. They needed peace and stability to be able to rebuild a country that had been at war with the Japanese and then with itself since, you could say, 1931. But on the other hand, Korea has always been important to China. It shares a long border with China, a very short border with Russia, with the Soviet Union as it then was. But the border with China was important, and there were Koreans living in China who'd become Chinese citizens over the years. And any changes on the Korean Peninsula historically had worried the Chinese that it was a possible threat to China. And they knew that in the past, Japan had claimed that Korea was a dagger pointing at the heart of Japan, and the sort of a person handling the dagger was China, in the sense that it was seen as a possible route to attack Japan, as it happened long ago under the Mongols in the 13th century. Korea was the channel which the Mongol dynasty in China had come down to attack Japan. So, as I say, events in Korea would have mattered to the Chinese. Exactly what went on, why they decided they would intervene, is not completely clear. Once they had been approached by Kim Il-sung at Stalin's insistence to sort of endorse his wish to reunite the Korean Peninsula, because no Koreans had wanted a divided peninsula in 1945, but that's what they got. And by 1948, you had two separate states. The communist one, the one more aligned with China's views, was the northern one, and therefore the one that shared the border. But I think the Chinese could have lived with a united Korea, whoever united it, as long as it wasn't outsiders. But as the nature of the war changed almost immediately from a civil war to one with the involvement of foreign forces, the Chinese began to be concerned. And that concern started once the UN forces, as they were by the autumn of 1950, crossed the 38th parallel, the division line that had been created in 1945, and started moving north. And the Chinese made it clear that if those forces reached within striking distance of China, that they would be very concerned. And it was more than they were just concerned. They began to build up troops on their side of the border to act if that's how the war would go. So the decision was taken sometime in, I don't think the decision was taken before the war broke out to intervene. I think it was taken because of the course the war was taking after September 1950.